Hello and welcome to WNGS Radio, Episode 7. Today I have a full house of very excited people here. And I guess I'll just start by letting them introduce themselves. Jen.
Oh, just Jen. That's it.
Just Jen.
That's it.
Simone.
Mama Calf.
Jackie.
Welcome, guys. And who are you?
I'm Simone.
No, but like collectively, who are you?
Oh, Skull Sisters.
Sexy.
Ooh. That's sexy.
Sultry.
So.
Kind of like Phyllis Diller.
Not sexy.
We're like 20 seconds in, you guys.
We're 52 seconds in and we are off to a great start.
Sweet.
So I'm really happy to have you guys on. I think we are going to answer a lot of questions that people don't know about you guys and who you are and what you do. And so I guess I just want to start with some questions that people submitted. I'm going to start with my own question. What do you guys do? Who are the Skull Sisters? What do you guys do? What are your...
Literally everything.
What don't we do?
Extrapolate on that.
Merch, flags, banners,
setup,
takedown, storage,
Rouge rovering,
yeah. You name it.
Any pregame spots,
we do it.
Pregame spots,
tonight. You guys set up the pregame spots.
Mm-hmm. Call in advance, make sure that everyone's aware.
We all don't magically show up at the same place at the same time.
Places that are most accommodating to us.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely been places where we don't want to return, or, like, we know off the bat that we don't want to go to.
You guys are talking about going, like to away places.
Yeah.
Away.
Yeah. Whereas, like...
No Applebee's.
Right. Whereas, I think a lot of people think we just show up to, like, the biggest place near the field. That's not it. A lot of people don't want to put extra staff on at 11 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday when we're all going to be gone by 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But we have to make them because we've been twice to Kalamazoo, for example.
Yeah.
And the wait staff was not prepared, and we've had to wait hours for food. So it looks like we will be looking for a new venue.
And then we also, in those situations, we get a bad reputation because we're not the most patient, and we got to get in and out of there. And then people get a bad taste in their mouth because of us, because there's 100 of us, and we've taken over their bar, and they don't want us to come back.
Well, we can't control what everyone does.
Right.
If you're not going to service us properly when we call you months in advance and tell you this is no joke, we're having anywhere from 40 to 100 people, you staff up accordingly. It's your one job.
Yeah. So that's just a wait days. You guys said you do flags and banners?
Months
of flags and banners?
And months. And it doesn't just end once they're done, because then ideas come up in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do it during game
What
time.
Does doing flags and banners entail?
Measuring it out, tracing it out,
painting
it, sewing, grommet.
Patching all of the ones that have been destroyed over the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Which, every single one of them is destroyed from last year's rain.
Oh, the rain.
Yeah. Every single one.
Yeah.
So we need a lot of work this year.
Set them all up beforehand, too.
Set them up,
get
them down.
Get them on flagpoles.
Transport them to and from away games and
to
Keyword.
Try to make sure they don't get
carry
stolen.
Carry the 100-pound bags out of them.
Uh-huh. Load them into my car. Load them onto my car. Load them in my car. That's...
Put them in the dryer.
Drums.
Zip ties. More.
Merch. What do you guys do for merch?
All the things! Everything.
We kind of commandeered merch a little bit this year. We kind of ran with it. Gene touched on that in the last episode.
Yeah.
Where we really went to...
Look at that continuity.
I know it. It's like I fucking listened. Where, like, we kind of took it nowhere we had before. We did 2 merch tents this year. That was huge. That also means we're getting there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we don't pack up and go home until... way after everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
So we set up tents, we tear down tents, we take money, we buy new merch, we design new merch, we come up with all, like Jackie was definitely integral in coming up with stuff for our merch to tie into so we can give back to the community. I don't know, anything else?
Well, I think like Black Friday too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, shipping.
And making sure that our website, we have merch on it and we're doing merch year round instead of just during the summer months. I think
which
is really
huge.
Important.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Because,
and we don't use, like, merch profit isn't going into anybody's pocket. Like,
at
not,
all.
It's not benefiting
any
one
paid.
Person.
No one's getting
no
paid.
One
paid.
Gets paid.
No.
Not one of us.
And a lot of people don't realize we're also always broke.
Yeah.
Like, it's not very time.
Like NGS or
yes,
you?
NGS.
And us personally. Because we're hoarding money.
Let's be clear. Smoke.
Yeah.
Smoke
yeah.
breaks us. And that's what we raise, we do everything for, is for smoke.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you don't contribute, and TIFO, if you, and banners,
yeah.
if
yeah.
you don't contribute to this, then it's coming out of our pockets. And I don't think there's one of us sitting at this table that money didn't come out of our pockets to go for
something.
Right. to help with the smoke fund.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, there's never a time where we're like, oh, we have plenty, let's run this merch. No, it's always, all right, exactly how many can we order that we don't break the bank and not have anything for next week?
Yeah.
Right.
And hopefully this year, with keeping merch going the entire time and not a, there hasn't been a shutdown, you
yeah.
know, and keeping it going all year is making it possible to maybe this year no one's pulling money out of their
right.
pockets.
Right, right.
It doesn't mean that we don't still need it. You know, we're halfway there, but we're going to get there. And I think that's the goal of everyone is to at least break even every
self-sustaining.
Year.
Self-sustaining.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
and people want different types of merch, too.
Right.
Like, people really wanted hoodies this year. Hoodies are fucking expensive, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. People don't realize the initial cost of stuff.
Right, and that's why we do the pre-orders.
When you have to, like, order 100 of something, it's... You don't have, like, $5,000 of cash just laying around to order
right.
100 jackets.
Right.
Right. So even the profit that we made from Black Friday and the holidays this year, it's just going to go back into smoke and then
right.
new merch for the spring and summer.
Yeah.
We don't even have enough money to cover TIFO yet.
Right.
For the spring.
I think we're close.
I think we're close.
So order new merch and have TIFO
not
and
new
have
merch.
Smoke.
No.
We will have,
right.
we will, listen, we will have half a year of smoke covered at the very beginning, which is something I don't think
we've
ever
that's
had.
Never been the, yeah, that's
right.
never been the case.
We'll have merch covered. And I think TIFO will be covered if
yeah.
we mm-hmm. if we do it smart and, you know, maybe there's some things coming
plus
up.
Plus, we have a lot of leftover
soon.
From Black Friday. Did you just hint at new merch?
Maybe.
There may be some new stuff coming soon.
Maybe.
Plus, well, we do have a lot of stuff left over, too, that once the season does get started and preseason does get started, there will be other stuff that we have to offload first
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
before we can really start to look at bringing new stuff in because we don't want to be stuck with, like, the inventory.
That's why we, you know, we do some sales
yeah.
mm-hmm.
a couple times a year, and I think...
Yeah.
You know.
I think another important thing about merch, too, is, like, on match day, not only is it, like, the setup and teardown, but, like, Jen, Megan, who isn't here, Matt,
hi, Megan.
And Simone, you guys run the merch table well into the actual match starting.
Mm-hmm. We don't
so,
typically get in until saw. The first half
yeah.
is
yeah.
nearly over.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's something that I don't think many people in the stands would sacrifice.
No.
Sometimes, most of the time
for
it's
the club.
Okay.
Or
sometimes
for...
it really fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like if we miss like a big goal
yeah.
or whatever, it's like, I'm here, I've been here for now fucking 4 hours.
Right.
And I miss the best moment of the game.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't realize that because you guys, you don't have to keep the merch tent open, but you do to accommodate
mm-hmm.
everybody
yeah,
that wants
right.
to buy stuff.
Right.
You know?
Especially that March in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a lot
the,
of people.
The merch tent at Keyworth
right.
is integral. Like
right.
it's
yeah.
the, it's the place everyone wants to go and they're still
and it's different
in.
Than when we were at Cass, everyone was at Harry's.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to have that second tent because everyone does not go to Foley. The
no.
nice part about Hamtramck is there's so many bars really close together. But it also means our supporter group has split up.
Pre-game.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
and we're
without
going to Keyworth instead of going
right.
to a pre-game.
Which is awesome.
Right.
But it also means they don't get to get our merch. So Simone and Matt usually man the gate. And then before the march comes, I try to mad dash
over,
from
yeah.
Foley to the gate to get everybody in as fast as possible.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
And that's just a
Yeah, that's part one of segment what, of everything you guys
right,
do.
Right, that's just...
Well, and imagine doing that twice in a weekend.
Right. Twice in
and,
a weekend.
Or
the other
way.
Weekend,
yeah.
Either
yeah.
way. What was I going to say? So, you guys do a lot. How did all of you guys, the Skull Sisters, start doing all this stuff? What caused you guys to, like, be the leaders in these positions?
Well...
I mean, I know the answer, but I want to hear you guys.
I started, Keith started doing banners when Gene was doing it at Cass, and he would go and help Gene, and then Gene, it kind of just, you know, Gene said, you guys are taking them home. So then it became Keith and I doing it, and then, you know, Keith capos and worked far away, so he would come to capo, and I would just show up 2 hours early, set up banners, set up flags, make sure things are all set and ready to go, drums. Capo stands.
All that stuff. What
water.
About, like, how did you guys get the responsibility to start scheduling, like, away days, or...
We just started fucking doing it.
Yeah,
no one
just
else
think
was.
I just did it.
That's the answer I was looking for.
But I feel like that's just kind of like the NGS way,
that's
though,
how
too.
It's, exactly.
You know, if you want something done, just go and fucking do it.
That's exactly
Except
the answer I was looking
merch.
For. Yeah, please
right,
don't make
yeah.
your own merch.
No, that's bad.
Because then it's just taking
and we
away
fucking
from
see
smoke.
It, people, when
yeah.
you're standing
you're
in line to get
money
into Foley.
Away from
right. smoke.
Smoke and banners and flags and Tifa.
Yeah. So this brings me now to my first listener question. And it's Red had a couple good questions, actually. What is... at least one thing that you'd like the rest of NGS and or broader supporter culture to know about the Skull Sisters of Northern Guard?
It's not just the people in this room.
Definitely
no,
not.
No, it's every single woman that stands there and chants for 90 minutes plus alongside of us. We just happened to all be thrown in together because we wanted to do more and we thought it was bigger than it ever had been.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of all just banded together to do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we are inclusive and don't want anyone else. We want people to help.
Yeah.
Believe me, Jen has had people, she can elaborate on that. But here's the problem. Why we do it ourselves.
At least five people came up to me last year and said, I really want to help out. I really want to get more involved. And I was like, I really need help in the merch tent. It's really hard to break one down and get to the other one. I really need help there. Plus, Jackie has to leave. Now, stupid Megan had a baby.
Damn it, Max.
Fucking adorable baby.
It's so best freaking baby. Cute. But now there's even less people to help. So it's really hard. And then people say, I want to get involved. I want to help you out. Awesome. I need you here at this time.
It's a responsibility.
Right.
It's not just something that you can... like say in passing, like
right.
oh yeah, for sure I can help, but then not come.
And that
it's like we actually need people to step
also
it up.
Gets in the way of you getting drunk and having fun with your friends, which is why
you
come
can
to
still,
games.
You can still do that.
You
but just
totally can do that.
Do it after,
right? So when they get in the way, people tend to not show up, which really fucking sucks and puts me in a really bad spot.
Yeah,
as well as you guys, not just me, but it really sucks to be like, all right, I counted on this person. P.S. Now I'm never going to ask you for help again. I'm never going to count on you ever again.
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
You're dead, you know.
So, Red had another follow-up question that was really good, too.
Did you answer that one? I'm sorry.
You did. I mean, I think you guys want a lot of people to know a lot of things. So
we want people to help.
Yeah,
we want people to be involved.
So to boil it down to one thing, I mean, that's a good answer.
But if you act like an asshole.
That's how it,
you
that's how it
like
goes.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one more thing about Red's first question.
Yep.
I think it's really important to note that this year was the first year that we had a Skull Sisters shirt
Thank
and a
you,
woman's
Jackie.
Cut shirt, and it was the first shirt to sell out.
And it's been
completely
for many years.
So I think
what
that just
so
kind of...
You know what? That's
seriously.
A really good question. We've asked, I know I've asked for 3 years.
Yeah.
And it just... I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure the answer to that question can also be shown by the lack of questions that were thrown our way today, which is because
there was a sum, but I was really disappointed
right.
with the amount of them, and I thought
right.
there was
fellow
but,
guards.
But that's also
I thought there was room for some really good questions that didn't
there,
get
it's
asked.
It's also evident of how women are treated in the supporter
and
community
and undervalued.
Yes. Yep. I agree 100%.
And we're not guy bashing, because there's a lot of men that really stand up and take care of us, but there's a lot of them that think we're just basic banner bitches, which is basically I really was called that. Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
But no offense taken.
Moving on.
We get passionate about that one.
You guys are very passionate. No one can argue against that. So the Red's follow-up question, and I like this question too. So he says, obviously you do a tremendous amount of work to help Northern Guard and DCFC Tech. Why do you dedicate all this time and energy to doing this? What makes you keep going?
Do you see those boys on the field? If they're out there, we're going to be standing there.
So,
cheering them on.
The club,
it's for them.
And the players.
And I would also say the other three women in this room, if I didn't have them, and Megan.
God, Megan.
I probably would stop going. Like, as much as I love the club, we go because we're family. And another key point of Skull Sisters is I don't think that family atmosphere would exist without us.
I agree 100% with that.
I don't see any
too.
Of the male guards planning, besides Udia, planning taco night and blanket drive and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that stuff is what...
Hayride night.
Gene said, like, thanks, you know, Gene. What someone asked him, what do you think kept us going over the last 6 years? And he was like, I forgot his exact answer.
It was probably something hilarious and
right.
really witty and
something
insightful.
About trampling dead people. Whatever. But... I think Cass is a huge part of why we've existed for 6 years. If she wasn't the one planning the shit where we love each other, we wouldn't...
Forced.
Right.
Forced love.
Right. It really is. We wouldn't be
Some
this way.
Some days is easier than others.
I think it would be a lot easier to have three different supporter groups if we didn't have those events. Like hay rides and all that stuff. This is the stuff where you get to know people. This
yeah.
and fucking painting Tifo is where you get to know people.
Yeah.
It's not at the games. You're in the game. It's crazy. It's insane.
No, it's like impossible
right.
to socialize.
That's the stuff that
especially when you have as much
made
responsibility.
The club the way that it is.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure everyone knows everyone's invited
Please.
To this stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not just a closed group of people.
Right.
You want to show up, let me know. I will add you to
yeah.
everything.
Not
I,
only
we
show
want
up,
people.
But like bring a couple people with
right.
you too.
Yeah, and introduce yourselves. We are more than willing
and
to
fun.
Treat you like shit like we do everyone else.
It's
so.
Really fun, and you're going to get that connection that you wouldn't otherwise have. It's
yeah.
a lot
right.
different than talking to people on fucking Twitter. Like, you actually know these humans.
I love you, Jen.
Hashtag.
But her feet aren't touching the ground.
So famous.
She's floating.
It's because I'm a vampire.
Her feet don't touch the floor when she's sitting in a chair. That's what everyone's talking about. Hogs had
Hashtag
a good question
famous.
Too, and I don't think you guys brought this up at all when we were talking before this, and I would like you guys to talk about this, but he says, not really a question, but I'd like the F-bomb tattoos discussed if possible.
Simone. I would like Simone to talk
oh,
about geez. It.
I guess that would be me.
Simone.
Because
oh, Simone.
Simone. Let's see, April 2016? I was
Get
like,
closer
was...
to the mic, Simone.
April 2016, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and while going through radiation, these fine ladies were my rock, and they texted me every day coming out of radiation, make sure I was counting down with me and getting through it all, and when we were at the end of it, it was kind of like, fuck cancer, so it's my favorite banner, is the F-bomb, so
mm-hmm.
we all got that done together after I was done with radiation.
So,
my first tattoo.
So there's five women walking around Keyworth.
Four. Megan chickened out.
Oh,
Megan
little
bitch.
It's probably because of her baby.
Oh. Or the broccoli tattoo.
It was the broccoli.
It was mostly the broccoli.
So there's four women walking around with F-bombs tattooed on
and
their bodies.
And we'd like more to get involved because
yes.
I think the next one to get it is going to be Lexi.
We would
mm-hmm.
appreciate that, yeah.
yeah.
Love you,
I'm
baby.
Pretty sure we'll pay for it, too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You
will.
So.
Just Lexi's.
Is that-
yeah.
That's
Lexi
not
right
where
now.
The merch money goes.
When you asked how Skull Sisters kind of came to be, though, that's a huge part of it.
I was going
to
say, that was like kind of like the...
Right.
the That's genesis, like what solidified it.
We started with Rouge Rovers, mm-hmm. and we were talking about away days and
now,
all the
Rouge
shit.
Now, Rouge Rovers was started by Lindsay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who now lives in New Orleans.
Right.
So he was the one, he was the original.
DJ Double Plus?
DJ Double Plus is the one who came up with, you know, he had the buttons and he would pass them out at away games.
Right.
And get really drunk in alleys and...
But that's
he's a great guy.
He really is. Totally, he really is. But there are some good stories with that one.
But we started talking as that, as Rouge Rovers, by planning the days. We would each pick a day and try and like figure out where we're going, whatever. That way, kind of gave the responsibility to other people, not just on Cass,
one person,
not just on Jackie. And then with everything with Simone, that's when kind of the dynamic changed, where we started doing, like supporting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge part of Skull Sisters, is, like,
we're
we don't want to be...
a group for each other.
Right. We don't want it to be, like, catty bitches in the stands.
Which we can be. Don't get me wrong. We can be catty bitches.
For sure.
Everyone in Keyboard.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
that's a male catty bitches.
I've seen a lot of male catty bitches.
Like, we would rather be a bunch of women supporting each other. It's hard enough to be a female supporter in the culture. We really don't need to be out for each other.
Yeah.
It's a lot more important to be like, hey, Simone, how's radiation going? Than it is to be like, man, Simone's boobs look kind of weird.
They're great.
They're great. They're huge.
You brought up a word that I want to talk about.
Please.
And it
is it, I hope
it's
boobs.
Boobs. No, it's being a female supporter. Mm. We didn't really talk about that before.
That was the question I was most expecting, and
I know,
was disappointed
I was really,
that we
well,
didn't
get someone
reason
to ask that.
It's not asked because
I
nobody
agree.
Really wants to hear the
no,
answer.
Well, no one, exactly.
They don't want to hear the answer,
and they already know the
answer.
It's
a true reality that we are treated as
less
than. We could do all the shit in the world, which we do, and people still will take claim to the things we do.
100%.
Everyone's nodding, by the way.
And they don't see it, and they refuse to see it. And that's the problem. You could talk till you're blue in the face and say, no, this really happened, and they will still tell you, no, it did not.
I think people do see it. They're just fucking... They like to say no. They don't.
Well, because
it.
They
also,
hope
it,
that
it ruins
no.
the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
really
a,
ruins
it's
a,
bummer.
A real big bummer.
It's a bummer.
When half the fucking population is bummed out by the way they're treated.
Do you guys feel...
Why did it take 3 years to get anything female?
I was
going to
say, did you feel...
It was
in the section that you were treated... I mean, obviously, based on the tone of... How we've been recording for 22 minutes, you guys have definitely felt that way, but...
Yeah, it's a bit of a bitch fest, right?
Yeah,
and we don't want to come off it like that, but we really have to address these issues because we held off last year until the end of the season, and then it blew, and people were still acting like dicks about it. And it was, you know, we don't want to have Ken come in and jump in, or Gene... To play the SmackDown, like, you're grown-ass people.
Yeah.
Act like it.
That's the other trouble, is I've had multiple individual conversations with people, but it doesn't carry over to the whole group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's annoying. I don't know. Like, you guys are grown men. You have wives. You have fucking daughters.
Daughters.
Shame on you. And, oh, you want to know how I know you have daughters? Because a lot of people tend to leave their children by us.
We're not babysitters.
I'm not a babysitter.
Just leave their kids with you?
Yes! Yeah. That's
very often.
And because we're a family, we do it. And no problem. You need me to watch your kid?
I was going to say, you would rather be watching the game.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's not...
I've already missed half of it to do merch.
Right.
No, you're not going to be watching.
And if it's not your kids, it's your shit.
Bullshit too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to watch your bag? You're a grown fucking man.
Right.
That's insane.
Gender rain, everybody.
I'm trying to figure out where to go from here.
Sorry,
I just think, you know what? Respect
Fix
goes both
post.
Ways. And if we have to respect the men of NGS, the women deserve the same exact respect, especially
for sure.
The ones who bust their fucking asses every single game.
Yeah.
Every single game. Not one,
well,
not two, every game.
I think an important thing, too, is we really, as a group, try to preach like inclusiveness and equality and all this other stuff. And... It doesn't sound like we're doing a very good job at practicing what we preach.
Do I think we're better than a lot of groups? Yes. Don't get me wrong.
I definitely think we're way better than a lot of groups.
Do I think we have a long way to go?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'd be interesting to see kind of how this season goes, because I think you guys are a lot more in the forefront now and are in very, like, leadership positions. And I'm hoping that everyone kind of realizes that and realizes, especially even after listening to something like this, how much you guys put in and the amount of work you put in. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. I think a lot of people think that somehow it all just happens, like, magically.
Right. Well, it is.
And, yeah, and they don't realize the amount of work that goes into planning and executing things that you guys do. And I'm
Jackie,
hoping.
How many hours a week do you think you put in a merch in the off season?
Like a part-time job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like at least 20 hours a week.
Yeah. Well, and even during the season, like,
that's
when
more.
We sell merch, excuse me, when we sell merch during the season, we have to do inventory
right
that night or that Saturday, because we also have a game on Sunday and we need to know how much shit we have, or
right,
if we need to make more buttons that Matt and Simone pop out in less than 24-hour notice.
Or shirts that
right
need to be ordered in 3
right
days.
Right.
Especially
things
when we're doing like that topical
right
stuff, where like the Wolf Pack or
right
what other one do we do this year that was really like
fuck on the last
yeah
fuck
yeah
on the last
right
the middle
finger
shirt.
Those
finger
ones
shirt
we need to turn around right away.
And those aren't easy shirts to do, especially the
middle,
pride shirts.
Yeah, the
middle
finger,
finger
that
shirts.
Shit
that's
costs
a,
money.
It costs money, and it's
like
it's a screen for
screens
every single color,
right,
and then you add on the rainbow, and that's it, like what 5-6 screens right there.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's all being done. Super fast turnaround time.
And we're lucky to have the resources and people in our group that can help make it, or just to get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just the people at this table. We've
mm-hmm
had a lot of support from other
love
people,
you, Matt
too. Yeah. Love you, Matt.
And Puck.
And Puck.
Charlie.
Jean.
Pimp Daddy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot that people put in.
Yeah.
Outside of even here.
It's another job.
Yeah.
Jackie, I'd be interested to know, too, not just as a female supporter, but as a female capo, do you feel like you have equal voice?
I think now, yes. But earlier, in the beginning, no. Definitely not. But I think now, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. sorry, I was there was a question that was about capos.
It was about lady capos.
Yeah, so I was just trying to
look
find
at me
that.
Just segueing,
which
yeah
I love the term lady capo.
Do you like the term lady capo?
I do.
I'm so pissed about
some
it. It's a
do.
It's a compliment.
I understand people saying it should just be capo. Totally understand
sure
that, but I
do
also
do you want to explain why that's a debate for people that might not get why that's a debate?
Yeah, so some people, like female capos, will refer to themselves as lady capos, and I forget how it all went down, but I know sometimes men refer to it that way as well. I personally, myself only speaking, take no offense to the term lady capo. I'm a lady and I'm a capo. That's totally cool. And
makes
some people
sound like a badass.
Right.
Well, she
like,
is a badass.
Yeah, I'm
she
a lady capo.
Yeah.
So there are people that just want the term capo because it shouldn't matter what gender,
mm-hmm,
et cetera, you are or aren't. And then there are others who are just like, fuck yeah, I'm a lady capo. I personally don't think there's any issue with
okay
that term. Like,
yeah,
fuck yeah, I'm a lady capo. You want to call me a lady? All right, I'm not usually
not
a lady on
socks on match day.
Yeah,
usually
isn't,
not a lady on match
isn't
day.
Isn't that a button or something like that?
Yeah.
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 So NGS Detroit Jack at GP Mark on Twitter asked, for the Skull Sisters of Capo, which is in this room, Jackie, how do you get yourself ready for match day? Do you do anything
do
special?
My hair.
On
no
my thong.
Put on your angry makeup.
Her NGS thong.
Yeah.
City kitty.
No, and this is not
I'm not editing this snort out.
I want that snort as my ringtone. And this isn't just for me as a capo, but it's for the ladies in this room, too. All of our matches, all of our home matches this year were on Friday nights.
Yeah.
So you work 40-plus hours a week. Friday's your last day, typically, except if you're Jen Germain and work 50,000 jobs.
It keeps her sane.
So you work your 40 hours plus. You have your entire other life commitments. And then on Friday night, you head down to Hamtramck. And
dress
you
in
go,
your car.
Right. Change in my car because Foleen isn't open when I get there. So I change in my car. We set up the merch tent. We sell merch. We're running back and forth between Keyworth to set up flags and banners. Get the flags over to Keyworth.
Eat a getting, huge Johnson or whatever.
Right. What is it? Johnson.
It's a sausage.
That's what she said.
So you're selling merch. You're packing it all up. Then it's time to march. Mm-hmm. Then you're getting everybody into the stands. Then it's time to go. So I don't have time to get ready. You just do it.
It's go time.
You don't have any like routine.
Sometimes
or
I do
anything.
a little stretch on the stand.
She just wiggled in her chair. Yeah. I just want you all to know.
A little wiggle. But I don't know. I don't have any traditions or set up routine.
You don't get like throat spray.
No. But Cass almost always has candy in her bag.
Is candy important?
Yeah. Yeah, it helps with the throat.
Keeps your throat lubricated.
Yeah. I think the Chata guys are all about Halls.
Oh, my
no,
God.
They
no,
like
Ricola.
Ricola. Yeah, no, we do Jolly Ranchers.
Halls is Izzy. Izzy will always have 5,000 pockets full.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And he brings Halls. Me a whole pack every single game. He's got a problem with those.
That's an addiction. Getting back to responsibilities and stepping up and where you guys need help, Duchess Taco NGS asked, for those who are newer, and I think she's a newer person too, where do you all need help? And I'm going to tack on how do you get involved? Is there someone you should contact? Is
like NGS Skull Sisters.
At NGS?
At NGS Skull Sisters. DM us there. We always need help.
On Twitter.
Always need
always.
Help.
Always. We're not going to put one person in charge of it. We're all on that. Everyone can answer the questions that they
ask
there.
Does it have to be a girl?
No.
Please,
I just want to specify that because
so many of us.
People might think that. But no, I just
everyone is welcome to help, but you have to show up. You can't, like Jen said,
you can't
commit.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Commit
please don't fuck me.
Get wasted. She likes it, but not that much. It's not part of the service in merch.
But also, come see us. We're at the tent. We're the same people every single time. If you don't know my name, you can say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I'll be like, hey, I'm Jen.
She will be a total bitch to you. Don't take offense.
But no, seriously, come see us. We're really easy to, like, just, I'll be like, jump in the booth. Let's go.
So they can contact you on game days, too.
Yeah,
for sure.
Just walk up and get their
also,
hands get
I'm
their
sure,
hands dirty.
I'm sure you've seen Kiss. She's always in the same exact spot in the stands. She'll talk to you, like, a lot. She'll probably hug you and
a
touch
lot.
You.
I will touch you.
But talk to us. Like, I've added people on Facebook in the stands just so I can get into contact with them later on.
Right.
Or, like, add them to do TIFO or banners or whatever. Just get in contact with someone. If you talk to anyone on the fence, they can probably point you in the right direction.
Right.
Yes.
And if you're going to set up, can they hear Dylan drinking water?
Probably. There's a
if there's gulping
fifth skull
noises
sister in the house, Dylan.
Could also be Simone.
But if you're gonna come in and say that you want to help, then you gotta show up.
Right.
And you have to be prepared and to miss some things.
Right, and it is a huge commitment, and we recognize that. I'm not asking you to be at every single game, but also if you can only show up for 10 minutes, it's
not worth it.
I can't help you.
Right.
It's really hard to show you what I need you to do and also count on you to be able to do it if you're only there once a month.
It's like a job.
You have to be willing to give up your drinking
March.
Strohs
right.
at
well, you
Foleen
can, no, you can
or
still, well, I guess you can't drink no. strohs at fucking Foleen.
You can't.
God, that's such bullshit.
I have heard a rumor that once in a while, if no one's looking, you can get a koozie out, which we sell for $5
at store.noonelikes.us/accessories.
Shameless plug.
But like you can still do, you can still have fun.
Oh, for sure. And like just, when we're painting and shit, absolutely. Yeah. When we're painting, we can totally use you for half an hour. Come, show up, do whatever. But yeah,
merch, you can't show up for half an hour.
Right.
You have to show up for that commitment, for that time, for the whole time, and help Jen pack.
Right.
Yeah. You can't just bail on her to pack all the shit
herself.
You
can't show up and get drunk, Kira, even though you forced me to love you later on in the season.
But you can get drunk with me and help me with banners, because you do a good job there.
Perfect.
She really does.
She does, and I begrudgingly like her.
I like her.
You guys are going to start drama around this fucking podcast.
No. I'm excited for that one.
Oh, it's already
come
been
at
done.
Me.
So, banners.
Banners.
Banners. NGS in Alamo City, Todd Keyser. Do you each have a favorite flag or banner that you have worked on?
Gene.
The
Gene banner.
The Gene.
Cobra.
There's
the
a
Cobra.
Couple Gene.
Yeah.
The Cobra,
Cobra
banner.
One.
Okay, because there's been a there's a couple Gene banners.
It was, you know, it was a banner of pain.
It was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare, and you know, Gene went through a lot last year, and I thought it was important. I think we all thought it was important to honor him with all the shit he went through.
Yeah.
And all the shit he does.
He does. Without anyone knowing.
And quietly. That's
yes.
the biggest thing. He doesn't give a shit if you recognize him for what he does. That was, sorry, someone just ripped a headphone out of his case. I'm not laughing at you.
One ear.
But he's always there, and he's always really easy to go to. Like, if we need something, especially with merch, he's like, whatever. You guys got it. You need it. We'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Which is huge. My favorite banner from this year is Ricky Bobby. I told Dominic on New Year's Eve that it was my greatest accomplishment of 2017.
Man, it was like you were thinking about it on New Year's
Eve. I think about it all the time. I wish I could hang it up at
it's
home.
So good.
I can give it to you. You can wrap it around yourself. It's fine. No one will
it
miss it in the winter.
Terrible.
Oh, they smell so bad.
Smells
they
so
smell
bad.
So bad. The smoke.
Simone, do you have a favorite?
I know what Simone's is.
Which one?
You just said
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, you're
just
excited.
But I didn't pick that one, though.
Oh, yeah,
no,
you
oh,
did.
No. Which
yeah.
one that you worked
like
on?
Goldie.
Oh.
The flag.
Goldie.
I, you know, we all love her. I think as
Goldie.
A collective, Goldie is...
Goldie is the crest.
Yes.
The logo.
The flag
the
and
Sisters
the banner
logo.
That was done. That the flag
that
is...
Because of her sparkly gold tooth.
Because she's hardcore.
Tooth. She's so metal. Mm-hmm.
She's got a gold tooth. You know, she's hardcore.
Here's so, are you guys going to do another
you're
Goldie flag?
Goldie.
Are you guys going to do another Goldie
yeah,
flag?
Yeah, she's got to be
yes.
replaced.
Yeah, she's got to be replaced.
Because someone stole her.
Also, shout out.
Lansing.
Yeah, Lansing, we know you have it. Shout out to Laura for always
yes!
hauling Goldie.
Powerlifting
she,
Goldie.
We had this brilliant idea of doing double-sided
never
flags.
Again.
Because they're beautiful.
Because they're beautiful and they look
and they're
so
deadly
good.
Now. Deadly.
And they fucking kill your arms. And Goldie was not on black fabric. She was on white fabric, painted black.
Uh-huh.
So that entire thing
because
was
we're
paint.
Broke. So, and we had white fabric and black paint.
Yep.
So, Laura, shout out to you for always hauling
yes.
around Goldie.
And
you the best.
Honestly, too, I love it when men carry Goldie as well.
Yeah, agreed.
That says a lot to me that you're willing to carry, like, the flag of the girls. I love that.
Traveling Matt wearing Goldie's shirt
Traveling
every
Matt,
single game.
I think we talked about you at least 20 times this season because every time I saw you in that shirt, it literally made my heart smile.
He's the only male I've seen in
right, and I get
Skull
it.
Sister
it's
shirt.
A female yep. cut, but it's not like the fucking finger shirt female cut. It's a
it's
little
like
roomier.
A skirt.
Yeah.
It's
a little roomier.
It's like a skirt.
If I can see some of you men get into those tiny tank tops, some of you could have put gold
they
on.
They all fucking go ultra at
I
the
know.
85 anyway, so who gives a fuck?
Paint it on your chest.
We'll paint it on there for that. That could be a
paint
new
it,
thing.
Paint
boom.
It on.
Fundraiser.
Body paint. Oh, that would be bad.
JX asks, do you have a favorite non-soccer moment that's ever happened at a DCFC
oh,
game?
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't answer my
okay, well, then
question.
Answer your favorite banner.
this year, it was middle fingers.
Yes, yeah. It was
I
so
love
beautiful.
Middle fingers.
Someone puked on it.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, what?
Someone puked on the middle finger.
I didn't know
it
that.
Off. We're not monsters.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait,
I
what?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know
it's
that
sitting
either.
In my house.
Yeah.
That's no. all the
Oh, I can't tell the story I was about to. No, I can. I'll just omit some details. So someone puked all over it. And, of course, me and Simone saw it. And we're monsters. And someone was going by to unhook all the bottom clips. And I was like, Simone, don't you dare fucking tell them about the puke. Like, I really want to see this happen.
You are terrible.
Yeah,
you are a monster.
But she fucking did. She blew it. Just like Lancey blew a 3-0 lead.
I knew it was going to come in here.
Zing!
My favorite banner was the Millhouse banner.
No, that's a two-stick.
They didn't ask me that, but different. I'm going to answer because that one's great.
The only reason I don't like it is because it became, it was a
two-stick jinx.
It was the two-stick jinx. We brought it out too soon, but then during the end,
we still got it.
At the end.
I loved that Hogs and Nikki were able to work on that one. That makes it special.
Yes. Yeah, that was fun.
The wolf one this year, too, because I did that one by myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was my baby.
Those are always your favorite. It's the ones you sit there and you bust your ass at and you cry about.
Cry in the kitchen.
Walk away and you go back, you know, several hours later. And we're not talking, this isn't just, you know, an hour. You're spending 8 hours
to 10 hours doing some of them.
Like, Gene's trying to make his face right.
Right.
That's, you didn't want to, you don't want to insult anyone and make him look like a monster.
Gene's not a monster.
No.
Only the people he doesn't like. Even, like, when there's, like, four or five of us working on a single banner, it takes at least two hours.
Yeah. And I mean, we had how many people working on the middle finger one?
A lot.
How many people
were working on it, though, Dion?
Dion.
I helped on that.
I think you and who else supervised while drinking whiskey?
Tyler.
Yeah.
And then poor Emmett and Boys in Rouge were just slaving away.
No, that was the rainbow flag.
That was the rainbow flag.
Okay, the hardest part of flags and banners? Tracing.
Yeah, fuck tracing.
Fuck it.
Especially with...
I don't trace.
I really love these... I really love these banners with, like, the humans and, like, the really big detail and not just words on them.
Yeah.
But that's the worst part is tracing. Because you, like, make up, like, jeans, I think I put 7 different skin tones. I was like, very light skin, a little bit darker skin, really dark skin, black hole. Like, it was terrible.
And then when you go in to do a face, none of it matters because you have to sit there.
Yep.
And with no money, we made up our own paints.
Oh, yeah, you mix them.
I used food coloring.
I didn't know you did that.
Yes.
I knew the nail
with
polish.
With the, Shut Up, Mr. Garber.
I did nail polish
and food coloring in paint.
Oh, you're like an indigenous person with your...
I was crushing...
mortar and pestle.
I did have mortar and pestle. Crushing up roses.
Dan also... He also donated about 30 cans of
house paint for us that was left behind.
It was like 30 different colors in this house.
We made it work.
We did. You make it work. That's some of...
That's like your motto. Oh, God, gloops.
There's another question there about banners, too, yes?
Probably.
I think KVG did one.
Oh, no, KVG wanted to know what food.
I will get there.
KVG asked, the Skull Sisters have any favorite moments from creating, painting, or deploying TiFo? It's kind of along the same lines.
Yeah, all of them.
Like, there's so many good moments.
When they're all together
doing it. There's, like, so many dick jokes.
It's so many dick jokes. Fang boner.
I hit my microphone to snap at my dog.
Fine.
I had a really good one when we were painting Murder TiFo. No.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's Murder TiFo.
Murder TiFo is Milton, the first...
Which one's Milton?
what did it say? Club of the People.
So the first one
at Keyworth, which was about...
But let's be clear, there were 3 TiFos that time.
That was a nightmare year.
Yeah.
But where we had been painting, there was access to a golf course. And men would constantly drive by and be like, what are you working on? And like fucking dill holes.
Like the flying in the back of a plane.
Yeah. So I used to come up with like the weirdest fucking answers. And there was one where I said, oh, you know, one of those Deja Vu banners.
Deja Vu is a strip club.
Yeah. Amateur night. Yeah. And then the other one, it was like a bunch of these teenage fucking hipster kids. And I was like, oh, it says Trump 2016. And they were like, and it was my favorite day. And then I told Cass I couldn't people anymore.
It was good.
Any time you were there.
Yeah. That is probably my most favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Tifa.
It was.
Except for it's also the worst fucking time of the year.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know why. Because we have no help.
Wait till the last minute and no help.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be last minute. Like, no. we've always said we should do TIFO, we should trace in the fall.
Right.
After season, get busted out, so all we have to do is sew and paint. And it alleviates so much pressure and pain, because I think with Milton, we did it, they had to retrace 4 times. Well, and we still ended terrible. Up, Jen and I had to cut Milton.
Fix it in post.
And I don't think anyone understands how difficult that is, trying to piece together...
Yeah,
a TIFO that is what? How many yards was it?
That too. And
I'm not sure how big that one was.
I want to say it's the entire length of the field.
Yeah.
So how, or the width of the field.
God, this is bad that I don't know this off the top of my head. I'd have to look it up, but it's wide. It's like
really
60
wide.
Yards, maybe.
Yeah.
50 yards.
At least, and that's the one
I think
sewed.
It was Jen, Amy, and myself that sat there and glued and
70
moved
to
it.
80 yards.
70 to 80
I think.
Yards.
Yeah. Milton, I sewed front to back by myself. And then we did, and then they added 2 more TIFOs, and we, Cass and I sewed them, and at one point it was me,
That's
Cass.
That's how you got your nickname.
Yes. Me, Cass, Tim, and
Boys and Rouge. That was the only people that were there to finish this thing that had to be done for the next day.
Right. It was a nightmare. And also, it's really fucking heavy. So heavy.
Like, but I put it in my truck.
Right.
By
exactly.
myself. And got it going.
That's because you're a badass.
Well, no, it has to get done.
So that's your favorite moment?
It is.
Drop 2016.
I really liked, I helped drop the Our Heaven, Your Hell.
Yeah, that's a good
TIFO.
One.
That one
was on the building behind Cast Tech.
Yeah.
And there was people on the roof with
smoke bombs. It was the first real.
Yeah.
It was the first actual TIFO.
TIFO drop.
Yeah.
Someone... God, who was it? Someone knew someone.
Christos.
Yeah, was able to get us into that building.
It's a union building.
We literally had to crawl through a window to get onto the roof. It was not legal, I don't think. But, and then we all
had a key.
Yeah, no, like, we got into the building.
There's no B's and E's.
Right. Well, the embarrassing part was the following year. I was talking to Novak, and I was like, oh, let me go see if we can get into that building again. And I forget what building it is, but I had to call this front desk and
it's a union building,
ask them. Yeah,
sort of,
I was like, yeah, can we go on your roof again so we can do this? And basically got hung up. It's cool.
I know, though, it sounds hard and it sounds awful.
And it can be, and it is.
For sure. And we're tired. We're there from 9 o'clock in the morning till it gets dark.
There's so many jokes.
But it's so fun.
Yeah,
like,
really
that's where Fangboner lives. It's so
love him.
Fangboner is a bat.
that shits all over everything.
That shits all over the TIFO.
I think TIFO is one of the easier, steps into getting involved.
Right.
It's a gateway drug to
it.
Yeah.
Is.
Yes.
It is.
So if you are, if you can't
nervous,
commit to helping with merch or whatever it may be, helping paint TIFO will be huge.
You
and
can
I'm sure,
show up for a half an hour or an hour, whatever time you can give.
Right.
We're grateful.
Right.
I was going to games... a season and a half before I showed up to TIFO. And someone has said, hey, does anyone on NGS Facebook, someone said, does anyone know how to sew? Because this was Richard. This was the first time we were sewing anything because we were supposed to put a fucking pole in it. It was the, it was the dumbest idea, but whatever. And so I showed up.
You learn.
Right. I showed up in the middle of nowhere after working to this sweaty ass place. It was so sweaty. And fucking laid there with 100 pounds of TIFO on my lap, and I made friends.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. We don't.
No,
like you.
Let's be honest. I don't like anyone. No, but I made a friend, maybe.
And we sat there front and back,
right?
With people carrying,
right? And like I said, I
she
knew
was
no
pantomiming
one.
Sewing.
Right.
You can't see what we were doing.
I knew no one, and then I left there, and then the next game, I knew probably 20 people, so it was a lot easier to, talk to humans that I didn't come with.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. I know it sounds dumb, and you do have to work, but,
It goes quick.
It's so much fun.
It goes really
and
quick.
If you are nervous and socially awkward, 90% of NGS are.
We all are.
It's really easy to just not talk to anyone if you don't want to.
Yeah.
And
just come and
paint.
Work.
Right.
We will let that
right.
happen,
That's
too.
Cool. If you're one of those people, like, I work all the time. It's really easy for me to work. So I'll just go and do that, and I don't have to talk to anyone if I don't want to. And then you leave there knowing people.
And
that's
sometimes
all.
Fatter.
Mostly
there's
fatter.
So much food.
There's so much food. But
okay.
Also, bring food. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, don't be a dick. We like sharing, so.
Okay, favorite non-soccer moment that's ever happened at a DCFC game, specifically.
There's so many.
Special Olympics.
Special Olympics.
Yeah. Special Olympics is, like, so dear to my heart, and it gets me every single year just to see the look on those kids' faces, to be included in something that they never get to see on a daily basis.
Last year we gave, what did we get? The scarves.
We gave scarves the first year.
Right. Which scarf did we get? Oh, fucking Double Dragon.
Double Dragon.
Mortal Kombat. There it is. We gave them that scarf, and then this year it was like, we don't fucking have anything because we sold out of all our scarves. So that morning, I luckily didn't have to work. I drove to Joann's and got 30 shirts,
mm-hmm.
40.
With her fucking coupons.
Right, with my coupons, my old lady coupons. And I drove them out to Puck, which is not close to my house, and he smashed it in a day, got them to me that afternoon. And then it's so, like, I can't ever give the things away because I'm so involved in the whole dynamic that, like, I just can't handle it. I immediately start crying as soon as we get to the field. And so I, like, handed them over, I think, to Megan, and Megan started giving them out. And all of the stress of the day, mm-hmm. and this kid gets his shirt. I say kid, but it's a grown fucking man.
Yeah, the big
And
the
he
big
goes, guy. This is cool! And I burst into tears. Like, how cool is that, that we touched this kid?
That picture
right.
of him
mm-hmm.
and his shirt
right.
like, is etched in your memory
forever.
Forever. And their hugs are the best hugs you will ever get.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
And it's just, I don't know, it's so fun. Like, I felt so bad the kid missed a goal. And, like, he was devastated. But, like, also, these kids are never, ever going to have that experience to play in front of 100 people, let alone 7,000 people. No, if you come to any of the Special Olympics activities, no one fucking shows up. It's their parents. It's parents and law enforcement show up to help, and that's awesome, and it's really cool, but they don't ever get to be with their peers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a really cool moment.
Just a little note, Jen Germain works with special needs children, so this is kind of special to her.
I think this is a good place to take a short break. We're already at 52 minutes.
Oh, we're not done.
Fuck my life.
No, there's so much more.
Jackie,
probably got like another half hour.
Jackie, okay. Did you answer that question?
Your favorite
non? I mean, Special Olympics is huge.
Yeah.
I think. If you guys can hear, that's Dylan in the background whining.
She just wants her love. She wants her own
love. I don't know. I think Rouge Rovering is a big part. And it's not just, like, actually watching the game, but it's, like fucking driving 6 hours to Buffalo only to have,
turning around.
To yeah, only to have it canceled because there's a fucking lightning storm.
And, but
like,
we stood in the rain for
right.
an hour and a half
rain
waiting for them
favorite.
To call
right.
it.
Or going rain to days. Madison and going for playoffs and having their ownership flip us off. Like,
yeah.
It's classic.
If you can ever go to an away game,
go.
It's so different. It's so
Corey
much more personal
so much
than
fun.
Like the home games. You actually, and then there's this big solid crew of us that go to like every game we can. And it's, like I said, it's totally different experience. Like, you show up and you're with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Simone,
you eat together.
You didn't answer.
I did. I said,
no,
rain.
You whispered
Say
it over
it.
Here to Dylan.
It. I love the rain days whenever it rains.
Yeah.
She
I
loves
mean,
to get wet.
Everyone.
City
makes
her
everyone
wet.
Weird.
City makes me wet. It's one of my favorite. It
All
brings
right.
everyone together.
We're going to take a short break, use the bathroom, let the dog out.
At the same time.
We'll be back.